nails clipped and flea dipped. You're listening to The Big Dog on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
All right, welcome back. It is 4:02 here on Tampa Bay Sports Animal, 620 WDAE, live from the Broom Closet. I just walked by the studio, and they almost assured me that we'll be in the real studio tomorrow. So that is a good thing. So we appreciate all their hard work, and we're sending some great food down to them, courtesy of the Butler's Barbecue, which is in studio here with us as well. Thank you, Dr. Allen and Jeff, for bringing that in here. We appreciate that.
We eat there all the time.
Do you really? Yeah. It's good stuff, the Butler's Barbecue. So we appreciate that. Now it's your turn to join us on the phone lines. 990 in Hillsborough, Pinellas 461, toll-free 1-888-546. They all end in 4620. I'm going to ask one more question, and then I'm going to shut up, and the rest of the show is yours. I've often wondered, you do all this research, Doc, and obviously a lot of it is done in animals and before it hits the human chain, but how do you get the response that you're looking for, or to find out that this triggers this and this triggers that when you do your research? I mean, obviously, if you're finding out that these artificial sweeteners and these false things are just by swishing it around in your mouth or opening up the key code, as you called it. How do you find that out? Is there some sign that comes from the heavens? What is it?
That's a really good question, and I'm glad you asked me that. Well, actually, we don't test in animals. Number one, I'm an animal rights activist, but number two, it doesn't do us any good. We need to see what happens in human guinea pigs. So, you know, we post our clinical trials up at the Shands Hospital at the University of Florida, or wherever, you know, we try to get these starving students in, pay them $50 an hour so they'll let us, you know, do what we want to.
Yeah.
And for $50 an hour, they'll eat anything. Let me tell you, dog, they'll eat anything.
Really?
So what we do is, we do the intake with them, and then we feed them the foods when we're looking for low glycemic, okay, and high glycemic. And we're going to track their blood glucose and insulin and LPL levels over a 2 to 4 hour period to see when they eat that food, where's it going? Is it getting burned as energy, or is it stimulating blood glucose and insulin and LPL, the gatekeeper for fat storage? So that's the way we do that. Of course, we prick them with, you know, a needle, and we take their blood, and we ascertain where the food is going, how it's getting there, and what's it doing. Now, with cephalic, it's completely different. Cephalic really freaked us out in the laboratory because we've only got 30 to 60 seconds to nail that cephalic response. It's not like glycemic where you got 2 to 4 hours to track it, have some lunch, have a cup of coffee, and watch what their blood does. With cephalic, you got 30 to 60 seconds. That means from the time that diet soda goes in your mouth and hits your taste buds, we have got 30 to 60 seconds to nail it. And analyze, did it stimulate insulin? How much did it stimulate? Did it stimulate LPL? Did it turn the key code on? So we've had to develop a whole new protocol for cephalic testing because it happens so quickly. Like I said, you can swish it around your mouth and spit it out. It don't even matter.
So since you know the key code, you know what to look for immediately. Yes. In that 60 seconds.
We look for biomarkers of obesity and of cephalic testing.
Is that comes from a brain wave or through a blood test?
It goes from the taste buds on the mouth into the brain, and then it stimulates insulin into the bloodstream. So but we've got one tenth of a millionth of a half life to go. Boom, you've stimulated cephalic, because once you do that and that insulin gets going and that LPL gets stimulated, you've turned on that key code and that fat cell. Come on in, baby, it's a party.
All right, now we're going to hear that word cephalic a lot this afternoon. The definition of cephalic, for those that are listening now, we'll get it later on. What is it's a cephalic response definition?
It means that via the brain, it stimulates adipose tissue fat storing via insulin, releasing of insulin.
Releasing of insulin.
Mm-hmm.
which is the number one culprit in...
And the number one culprit in diabetes and heart disease. Insulin,
right.
Bad. We don't like insulin.
You want it to stay in the pancreas, right?
We want it to stay where it belongs, yeah, in its little cage. And that's the same thing that the glycemic index does. If something's high glycemic, like a rice cake, okay? The highest known glycemic index in fat-storing food is a rice cake.
Which is what people on diets eat.
And it drives me crazy! Crazy! Okay, so the same thing happens with the glycemic index. It stimulates blood glucose and insulin. So, but it takes, 2 to 4 hours to track that. It's slow. But with cephalic, it's boom, because it's getting generated by the brain, where the brain says, what did you just put in my mouth? The brain is a Cro-Magnon brain, okay? Neanderthal. It doesn't have a clue that we have grocery stores. So it tastes something like NutraSweet and goes, what's that? It's like 600 times sweeter than sugar. What did you just eat? 55 bowls of sugar? You need some insulin.
All right. Say you go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you eat you order a double cheeseburger.
Right.
And you order a Diet Coke to make yourself feel good.
Right.
You're really compounding the problem, right?
Exactly.
Would you be better off eating that double cheeseburger without the Diet Coke,
yes,
and ordering up a water?
Yes.
There. We just learned something
there.
And
we even know further, we just had Dr. Vaughn on, the brilliant water chemist. Here's another thing we know. If you take some lemon and squeeze some lemon juice into the water, it reduces the pH of the water, which helps increase the fat burning. So reducing the pH of a meal by eating like a salad with oil and vinegar dressing will reduce its fat storing effect. So now we're creating nanotechnology beverages that actually does that.
So I can tell that creepy ass waiter that keeps putting lemon in my water to get rid of it, to put it back in there again now?
Put it in there,
all right,
honey.
I hate that, but if I wanted lemonade, I'd get it. But I'm going to start leaving the lemon in there.
And speaking of lemonade, don't forget those little lemonade things in the grocery store.
The Crystal Lights and things like that?
Yeah.
Not good? Artificial sweeteners?
Yeah. When it says sugar-free, you got a problem. Because what's in it if it's sugar-free and it's sweet? What's in it?
Yeah, there you go. All right, Donnie, our good friend from Hudson, has been hanging in there since the very beginning. Donnie, what's up? You're on with Dr. Andoise Allen.
Thank you, Steve. Hi,
yes,
Doc. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I got a question and a comment, and I'm going to start with the comment with sodas. At the end of this month, it'll be 1 year, I went cold turkey and went straight to, water drinking only.
Uh-huh.
And as Steve can tell you, I'm pretty much totally disabled from the Gulf War. And within 6 weeks of not having any soda and just drinking about a gallon a day, which is about my norm in water, I dropped almost 60 pounds.
Wow.
Well, being a Gulf vet and having many illnesses that are mainly labeled unknown, undiagnosable, that scared me. And so I went to see my doctor, and he did a lot of blood tests and urine work. And when he got the results, he told me, basically, with the exception of what we know to be wrong with you, you're actually healthier than the last time we've done these similar tests.
And let me tell you why. We are doing a huge research project on Agent Orange victims and on Gulf War syndrome. And believe it or not, Agent Orange poisoning is almost identical symptomatically to the Gulf War syndrome, which it's not in your head. It is a viable problem and a major, major health issue. When you drink a diet soda or something that stimulates insulin, that insulin makes Gulf War syndrome and Agent Orange poisoning 10,000 times worse. It exacerbates it, and that's what's going on.
Wow.
Wow. Threw me away with that.
But see, it wasn't in your head. There's a viable clinical reason.
Oh, I never thought it was in my head.
Good.
Trust me.
I can tell, Donnie, just by your voice how much better you're sounding and how much.
I'm feeling critical.
But I think, Donnie, for you to understand the pathology is important. And the pathology is that you are elevating insulin. Okay? When you elevate insulin, it exacerbates both of those toxicities, Agent Orange and Gulf War syndrome.
So should I cut out a lot of sweets, too? Because since I dropped all the weight, I picked up sweets.
Yeah, but here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to eat a lot of low-glycemic fruit, which is peaches, pears, oranges, apples, things like that. When you have a sweet tooth.
At least I do that, so that's good.
Just eat the fruit.
Okay, and my question now, and I'll take it off air unless you think you need to tell me something is I've been on morphine for 7.5 years. I take 90 milligrams a day.
Right.
And prior to leaving one VA hospital to go to another one because I thought the only thing they were doing was giving me drugs.
Yeah.
I was taking 180 Percocets a month.
Oh.
At 750 milligrams a piece.
Oh.
90 morphine tabs a month at 30 milligrams a piece.
Oh.
And 2 liquid vials of morphine a month. And that was for my knee pain. And when after 2 months of the liquid morphine, I left and went to the Tampa hospital. They cut me down to just the 90 morphine tabs a month, which is 3 a day. And I'm hitting 7.5 years with that, and we're talking about going to methadone now because, honestly, the morphine hasn't worked in about 6 years.
Yeah, it stops working. And let me tell you what's going on. The half-life, okay, of the toxicity of the what we call the Gulf War syndrome, the half-life in your body is 50 years. Okay, so you got 50. It takes 50 years for the body to work its way out of Gulf War syndrome or Agent Orange poisoning, and that's the problem. It's long-term problem.
Wow. Well,
so I have to apologize on behalf of the people of the United States and thank you profoundly for what you've done for our country.
Like a good idea.
To do what?
I've got chronic pain and everything, as Steve can tell you later.
Okay, here's what I'm going to recommend to you. I think you need to find somebody who can start getting the toxicity out of your body instead of putting a Band-Aid on you. Let's go to the root of the problem.
To the VA.
Yeah, but there are a lot of different VA hospitals. And I tell you what, you know, after the show, I will talk to some of the researchers I work with. One is an MD who specializes in Gulf War syndrome. In fact, I just spoke to her the other day, and they're using a brand new protocol for that. So I'm going to make sure that I hook you up with her, okay?
All right. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, Donnie.
And thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for serving your country.
These guys are giving their lives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was damn near dead a year ago.
Oh,
I mean, every time he would call, it would be like, are we ever going to talk to him again?
Tragic.
But he's recovered somewhat. 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas, 461, toll-free 1-888-546, dial in, and 4620. The Alltel Wireless is #620. We are live in the broom closet with Dr. Ann DeWeese Allen, who will be with us for the afternoon. You got a question, she's got an answer. Here on The Animal, 620 WDAE.
We live sports. We breathe sports. We eat sports.
Man, I just choked on a puck.
Welcome to my world. The Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
All right, welcome back. 20 minutes past 4 o'clock here on Tampa Bay Sports Allen's Sports Animal, 620 WDAE. Got Dr. Allen on the brain. She is in studio with us here this afternoon. If you watched CBS News last night with Katie Couric or read any of the papers or any of the major websites today, the biggest story on any of these news channels or news stories is the study coming out by the Framingham Heart Institute. Is that correct? Is that what
it was? That's one of them, but there's four others.
There's four others that came out that said that diet soda might be linked to heart disease. And, excuse me, Dr. Allen came in here about a month and a half ago and told us all that a month and a half ago, and now they're just now coming out with some of these stuff. There's naysayers on this. There's always going to be from their industries, their respective industries, and things like
pissed.
That.
Because they're
They're angry at
they're
what,
pissed that
Dr.
they
Allen?
Got caught.
That they got
with
caught?
With their hand in the cookie jar.
And they got to remodel everything?
You got it.
It's all about
Which
money,
is
too, isn't it?
Expensive. You nailed it. Mm-hmm. It's called It's Gonna Cost Them a Fortune to Fix It. So, of course, they're going to go, well, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. What a crock. They've got to fix it.
They have to fix
they
it.
They got to fix it.
I mean, the proof is right there with all the fat people out there right now that has never been a problem before.
You got it.
And like
it.
You said earlier, you've got 12-year-olds with type 2 diabetes out there.
Right. For the first time in the history of man.
That's because mommy's trying to please the kid and giving him all these little juicy drinks and all this little stuff and gator and, you know, stuff like that to keep them quiet because it tastes good. And
right. Almost everything that they're eating or drinking is going in their fat cells. They don't have a chance. You can't tell a child, don't eat this, don't drink this, don't drink these sports drink. I saw a guy putting Red Bull in his baby's bottle.
Ah!
Yeah. I mean, so when you've got a society that's trying to give the kids what they want, these kids don't have a chance.
What does that guy want? His kid bouncing off the walls or something?
I don't know. He said, I asked him, and he said, well, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for my baby.
Oh, geez, so is vodka and booze.
Hello.
You
going
to give that to your kid? Let's go to Gary, who is up next. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, I've been on hold for 45 minutes, but I think this call is going to be worth it. Hey, nice listening to you, Doc.
Well, like thank you. And thanks for your patience.
Hey, I've been a diabetic for, well, let's go back. I was in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And that Agent Orange thing you said, I was diagnosed with diabetes right after I left there. I was around 3,000 pounds.
And you know what caused it. Okay, you know what caused it. Agent Orange causes it. Because Agent Orange causes your pancreas to go completely out of whack. It causes diabetes.
Never heard of that till today.
Because they're not going to tell you that because you might sue.
I know. Enough about the VA. So I've been taking 30 years. I've been insulin dependent since 1980. You know, 2 years before, I was kind of a honeymoon period. But then I went on insulin in 80. I've been on a pump for 8 years. And I've always drank, like, you know, probably 10 diet sodas a day.
Uh-oh.
I've never had anything, you know, really to speak of. You know, I'm in pretty good shape, actually.
But you have diabetes.
Yeah, but I really live well with it. You know, I found that exercise is the key. And as long as, you know, you keep your sugars, you know, they'll bounce around and stuff. But as long as you try to keep them with a A1C, within a 7 or a 6.5.
And as a matter of fact, the newest research says that tracking A1C is irrelevant now. It means nothing. There are new methodologies, and A1C is on the way out. But you're right. Exercising and keeping your blood sugar balanced. But here's the question for you. If you don't know what stimulates blood glucose in your body, such as a rice cake or a soda, how can you possibly select products that don't exacerbate your diabetes? Therein is the problem, is that you don't know, nobody does, which foods are stimulating blood glucose and making your insulin levels worse and which aren't. You don't have a clue. There's the problem.
Yeah, like I don't make any insulin. So that's why I was figuring, you know, I was listening to you talk to all these people. It makes sense with what you're all saying because I don't make any insulin, and I really don't gain a whole lot of weight because, like you say, when it's getting the fat cells and it's calling for carbs, you know, I don't deliver any. So that would explain why I don't get that fat.
And you're very disciplined, but most people are not disciplined.
Well, I have my moments, trust me. But... So what do I do? What am I going to use instead of these diuretics and still keep a low glucose, you know, try to keep my sugars low?
Right. The way to do it is to follow a low glycemic food plan. And that means eating every 3 to 4 hours, like 40% of carbs, low glycemic carbs. And 30% fat. Never let your fat go below 30% because you'll destroy your pancreas. And the rest protein. That's the best thing to do. And to make sure that all the food that you're eating is low glycemic. Instead of eating a potato, eat a sweet potato. Don't eat bananas because they're hell on blood glucose and insulin levels.
See, that's what I ate.
No bananas. No bananas. Bananas are your worst enemy. What you should eat is the low glycemic fruits, the berries. As I said, apples, oranges, peaches, pears, and anything in the berry family, but you have to stay away from, like, watermelon and bananas. They wreak havoc.
Why would you eat a sweet potato over a potato?
Because it's different. They're two different animals. A sweet potato is low glycemic, and a potato is very high glycemic. Just like French fries are one of the most high glycemic foods you could eat.
Must be why I like them. Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, that's the problem.
Steve,
yeah.
I got you know, a little more Jack, and you won't taste the lemon so bad.
I don't drink brown booze. Sorry, I stick to the clear stuff. But you know, people with diabetes. Plus, if he's not putting sugar, if he doesn't make insulin, he's not putting sugar in his body. If he's
it
drinking
doesn't
a Diet
work that
Coke,
way. That, yeah, it doesn't
right?
work that way.
No,
honey, it doesn't work that way. You know, people say, well, like in type 1 diabetes, which is very different than type 2, you know, they're on insulin for the rest of their lives. But if you look at a type 1 diabetic, okay, they're very thin. But if you look at a type 2 diabetic who has excess insulin, they're obese But any imbalances in blood glucose and insulin, people with type 1 diabetes, okay, which they have no insulin, they have a shorter lifespan. And we know that type 2 diabetics that take insulin reduce their lifespan by up to 20 years. So any imbalance in blood glucose and insulin, whether it comes from cephalic or glycemic, is tragedy on the body. It's a death knell.
Let's continue on with HP. Go ahead, HP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
And God bless you, Donnie. Thank you for serving our country.
Yes.
Okay, tap water. I don't touch it.
Well, you're right, because you might as well just drink sludge.
I don't even know what hard water means.
Okay.
And I know they put chlorine in it.
No. Listen. Let me give you the download on water.
Limestone.
I used to be a water chemist for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is when I learned how bad the tap water that's coming out of your taps. If you drink tap water, it gives you a 40% to 60% increase in bladder cancer. But the EPA says, oh, that's okay. Cryptosporidium can come out of your tap water. So there's only one kind of water that I'll feed my dog, my husband, my kids, whatever, or myself. And that is deionized reverse osmosis water, which you can't put a filter on your thing. It doesn't work. You have to have bottled water delivered, and you have to ask them for reverse osmosis. Like distilled water is crap. Tap water is crap. Reverse osmosis water is the only water I'm putting in my body or my family's body.
I've got two other questions, if you let me.
Now, you know how many people are behind you, HP?
Okay,
how about one question? Yeah, one.
Okay, diet soda. Does that really give you craving for carbs? Does it make you want to have carbs?
Yes.
That's the whole story on this.
For example, how do you think coffee and donuts came to be best friends, okay? Because because coffee stimulates insulin. Okay, and when you stimulate insulin, you get a craving for carbs, which makes them eat the donuts. It's not an accident.
And I remember a few years ago, was it true that Zephyr Hills was selling their bottled water, but they were just putting tap water in it?
Well, you should, you know.
That's why I'm telling you.
By
the
HP.
The only way that you know what water is good is you have to demand what's called red cap, reverse osmosis water.
Thank you, HP. Appreciate it. Go ask.
Yeah, tell them you want it.
Tell them you want it.
Say, give it to me.
All right. Let's go to Jim. If HP would have been out of there long ago, he would have had another time for a caller. Jim, you're going to be up next. We'll take a timeout. We'll be right back with more here on the Animal 620 WDAE with Dr. Ann DeWeese Allen. If you missed any of the beginning first hour of the show, obviously it'll be up on the webpage. It's already up on the rebroadcast and the download for the podcast. So if you missed any portion of the show, it will be all up in its entirety on 620WDAE.com, and then click on my webpage and you'll find it right there. Stay with us here on the Animal 620 WDAE.
No radio? No problem.
Now streaming online
at 620WDAE.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 4:37 here on Tampa Bay Sports Animal, 620 WDAE. And, of course, we want to thank Butler's Barbecue for feeding us all here at the radio station this afternoon with their delicious food. We appreciate that very much. And thanks to Dr. Allen and her husband, Jeff, for bringing it over here very much so. But anyway, now, before we go back to the phone lines, Doc, you gave me a super secret triple code of silence underneath the behind the curtain kind of chocolate. Okay?
I'm gonna have to kill you now.
Yeah, I know. What am I going to eat right now?
Okay, he's about to put in his mouth, and I wish you guys could see it because it's pretty amusing.
Looks like a mini Hershey bar.
It does. Right? It's a piece of nano engineered chocolate that won't go in your fat cells.
So this means non-fattening, truly no fat chocolate.
Yeah, low glycemic, non-cephalic. It won't go in your fat cells. Now you tell me what it tastes like.
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Wow. And it said no sugar in it at all.
It's all natural. There's no artificial sweeteners, artificial chemicals. Babies can eat it. Pregnant women, it is all. Diabetic children can eat it. That's an example of nanotechnology in chocolate that's in your mouth right now. Now, you will implode in a minute, but don't let that bother you.
I won't. That's good. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Exactly.
It's not waxy because when you see low fat,
yeah,
it tastes waxy
right,
because they're
fat,
putting something else in there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Fat ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And you're going to put this on the market?
Oh, yeah. It's about to, and we're going to make gummy bears and Swedish fish and all kind of candies for children so that we can stop this obesity.
Now that, and you can, and it tastes sweet.
Exactly.
It tastes sweet like chocolate.
You would never know the difference between the finest chocolate in the world and that.
No. No, you wouldn't.
It's completely natural.
And you make ice cream with this stuff, too?
Oh, yeah, baby. We, yeah, we've recently finished 2 years of human in vivo clinical trials in ice cream, and which we did with Graters, which is Oprah's favorite ice cream. She hands it out to her audience. They're at Graters.com, G-R-A-E-T-E-R-S.com. We finished clinical trials with them, which are published at SkinnyIceCream.com, showing that grapes are more fattening than this ice cream.
Grapes?
Grapes.
Holy smokes. Wow. All right, skinnyscience.com, right?
Yeah, and skinnyicecream.com.
And skinnyicecream.com.
And the clinical trial is at Skinny Ice Cream. Just click on clinical trial and you can print it out. It's like 20 pages of human in vivo trials showing that grapes are more fattening than the ice cream.
Wow. And skinnyscience.com will have a lot of the stuff we're talking about today.
We're
going
to load it up.
With the sodas and everything like that.
Yep.
There you go.
Soders.
All right. If you have a question with Dr. Allen, we are here to please. So let's go back to the phone lines. Jim on a cell phone. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Dr. Allen. Steve, a couple of quick ones. I heard your colleague say even stevia was not good. But I'm looking at it, it says zero calories, zero net carbs, zero glycemic index.
Okay, that is a complete crock, pal. Let me tell you, we have done the largest clinical trials on stevia of any laboratory in the world. And what we do know about stevia is it does have a glycemic index. It does increase blood glucose as you increase the amount of it, and it does increase the cephalic response. So they can say anything they want on a bottle. That don't make it true. A cat can have her kittens in the oven, but that don't make them biscuits.
Okay, well, what are you suggesting if you need sweetener in your coffee in the morning? And what do you suggest?
There isn't any sweetener at this point in time in history that I would suggest.
There you go. Wow.
Would that I could give you an answer, I would do it. There isn't any sweetener now. We're out of options. We've got to recreate them.
Hmm. So, they're SOL as far as that's concerned. And it was, what's the matter with my BlackBerry's going nuts here. It's freaking out. It's not even on, and it's freaking out.
It's not even on. That's a bad sign.
It's not even on. Right? It's turned off.
It has a life of its own.
Holy smoke. Let's go to Colorado and talk with Francine. Hello, Francine.
I love Colorado people.
How are you?
Good, great. You said the skinny ice cream. Where can you get it? And
at Graters, Graeters.com, and they have stores all over the Midwest. In taste tests, Graters was rated higher than Ben and Jerry's or Haagen-Dazs. So we chose Graters because it's the finest ice cream in the world. They're family-owned, been around since 1870. You know, as for Clay Cookerly, he's the gentleman and co-founder who's heading the project. And so we're really happy with that ice cream. We're going to be traveling all over the world, licensing huge ice cream companies to make the low glycemic non-cephalic ice cream so children worldwide can have ice cream that won't make them fat.
Okay, so is it in stores then?
Yes, it's in Grater stores.
Graeters.
.com.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, I mean, let me tell you something. That chocolate was as sweet as anything you're ever going to eat. So it makes no difference. You cannot taste the difference in the sweetness. So if it's in ice cream, it's going to make a lot of people happy. Let's go to Arnie, who is up next. Go ahead, Arnie.
Hi, folks. Thank you for this show. I'm 66, doctor. Had a quadruple heart bypass 5 years ago. Actually, anniversary was yesterday. I swim in a master's program. About 5,000 to 6,000 yards a day. It's pretty intense.
Wow.
My problem is, I love coffee, and I've been using, because my doctors want me to be very careful of sugar after that heart surgery, whatever the reason. But anyway,
I can tell you why, because anything high glycemic exacerbates cardiovascular disease.
Right. Well, I use an awful lot of artificial sweeteners. So what I'm hearing is, A, I have to drop that immediately.
Yes.
But here's my question. Could I still have, let's just say, one cup of coffee in the morning, maybe with honey in it to sweeten it?
Oh, you're killing me. Okay. by the way, I applaud
Learn
you.
How to drink it black.
For the love of God. No. Here's what you don't want to do. Never, ever drink black coffee.
Uh-oh.
Okay? It stimulates insulin. Here's what you're going to do.
Jeez.
Go to the grocery store and get some Publix instant non-fat dry milk. And put that in your coffee because that will blunt the glycemic response of coffee. Coffee will make you fatter than a piggy wig pig. It'll also stimulate blood glucose and insulin levels, which is the enemy of cardiovascular disease. My partner is the a cardiovascular pharmacologist with an MD PhD, Dr. Randall Maxey, and you can see him at glycemicindextesting.com. So he's working very closely with us in cardiovascular disease. But you cannot drink black coffee. So don't put honey's the worst thing you could do. Don't use honey, but just...
I'm gonna ask you a very blunt question.
Yeah.
Let's say I was... Well, obviously, I'm not your husband. Let's just say you cared a lot for me personally. Would you look me in the eye and say, hey, you've been disciplined in every other area of life? Give up coffee.
No. Coffee is very therapeutic. We know that people who drink coffee live longer and have less of a cancer risk. Coffee's fabulous, but it has to be fixed, okay? And by the way, I have patents in fixing coffee, and they were named Breakthrough Product of the Year by Success Magazine and featured on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. But anyway, I'm very familiar with coffee. Coffee is great for you. It just has to be fixed. So go down and get yourself some. You can even put some non-fat milk in it. Just go get some non-fat milk and put that in your coffee, and that will blunt the glycemic insulinogenic response. Just don't drink it black, and don't put any honey or sweetener in it whatsoever.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
There you
Steve,
go.
That was a great show yesterday, too.
Thank you, Arnie. We aim to please. Appreciate it very much. Dave is up next in Palm Harbor. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Steve. Dr. Allen.
Yes.
Thank you for being on, Dr. Allen, and giving us access to your genius.
Thank you.
Compelling. I have to listen to every minute you're on.
Well, you know, when I do this show, I have so much fun with Steve,
yes,
the doggy woggy, we just raise hell.
Yeah, you don't even hear the off-the-air stuff.
You guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
This is somewhat off-topic. Regarding previous shows you have done before in regards to L-arginine.
Yes.
And using it as a muscle enhancer and,
yep,
and a product, I believe you're affiliated with Pro-arginine.
No, not anymore. I am not affiliated with that product. I don't like the way they're making it. Go to ARGM2.com. ARGM2. So www.ARGM2.com.
M2, like number two?
Yeah, M2.com.
Okay.
I used to be affiliated with Pro-arginine. Didn't like what the people were doing, the company, and absolutely pulled out from that contract. So I don't like those people anymore.
I brought the name up. I should have asked.
Oh no,
first,
no, that's but. Okay. You know, I get asked this question a lot, but I don't. When people screw with me, I walk out.
Okay. And I think that's one of the things people appreciate about you.
And when people mess with science, I walk out. So I pulled my licensing from Pro-arginine.
Okay, so if I want to use something in to supplement my workout, I should go to this website.
Well, yeah, there's only one company that we approve of their arginine, and that's Agile in Salt, and they're in Provo, Utah. Agile, I think it's agile.com, and they sell an arginine that is completely safe, and that's the only one that we promote in the nutraceutical or sports nutrition industry is their L-arginine M2.
Okay. Well, that answers my question.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. We got time for another one. Let's go to William, who is up next. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Big Dog. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, thanks for being on the air, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
Had a question about, I'm basically outside all day in the heat, and sports drinks. Any advice on those?
You're about to get the wrath of Dr. Allen.
Oh, he knows what's coming.
You're about to get the rain coming down on you.
Here's the problem. Every single sports drink out there is that I've ever seen is high glycemic. Okay, I can tell you that there's a company that kind of broke off from GNC, one of their executives, and is involved with a company called Celsius, and they're going to be making low glycemic sports drinks that we're going to be testing for them. So the Celsius company will be coming out with sports drinks that we actually test and approve, but basically here's what you need to do until they do that, because I don't know anybody else that's working on sports drinks. Dr. Vaughn and I are working on some sports drinks, but you know, we don't know what's going to happen to that. We're just doing the research. So here's what you want to do. Go to the grocery store, get yourself 100% peach juice or pear juice, all right?
Okay.
And look on the back and make sure that it doesn't have any white grape juice. It has to say 100% peach juice or pear juice. If there's any other juice in it, like white grape juice, you don't want it. Take that and mix it 50-50 with water, and you've got your sports drink. That will have more electrolytes in it than I won't even name the sports drink that we all know, but I'll just say University of Florida.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming out with all kinds of different things like Accelerate and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm telling you. The best thing you can do for a sports drink, because you need the electrolytes. You've got to have them. But, you know, most of these drinks, you can get more electrolytes by sucking on a piece of wood. They've got very low electrolytes, and they're not in the right ratios. So make your own sports drink with peach or pear juice and water.
And by the way, Publix is now selling a lot more. If you go to the boutique Publixes, not the major, you know, there's two kinds now. There's the big Publix store, and then there's the boutique Publix store.
Right.
They have the 100% pear juice because it's in my refrigerator.
See, he knows.
Because
dog.
Yes,
knows.
They have the 100% pear juice right in their green section of their grocery store, and it's what I use too.
And
so it's easy to find now. It never used to be easy to find. It is now, though.
It used to be a rarity.
Yes,
I think because you used to. Now you go in and you demand it, and now they carry.
It's carried all over. It's all over the place. Grape juice, or not grape juice, but pear juice, peach juice, all that
and
stuff.
And the other 100%. Thing that you can do is go to the health food store and get potassium capsules, okay? And you take 400 milligrams of the potassium, no more than four of those little capsules. There's 100 milligrams in a capsule, okay? The FDA doesn't allow more than 100 milligrams per capsule. Take four of those with your, you know, juice sports drink, and that'll give you your potassium. You can't get enough potassium out of these sports drinks because they put a minuscule amount in there.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Allen is in the house, in the broom closet with us. She'll be here for the rest of the afternoon. And again, our thanks to Butler's Barbecue for the Butler's Barbecue for bringing over some dinner. And we appreciate that. If you want to join us, 990 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. We'll take a timeout. We'll be right back with more here on the Animal 620 WDAE.